Hello and welcome to www.sharonmcl.com. Sharon McLaughlin speaking. And we're today working on week two, healing the micro to shift the macro, or inner healing to affect your outer healing. Now, what does that mean for you? Now, micro means small, so you can call it your small self or your inner self. And the macro means big or larger, and you can call that your surrounding or your outer self, depending upon your perception of that. Now, just because it's micro, this is the paradox of spiritual laws and understandings. Just because it's small does not mean it is small. Sometimes small is big, and sometimes big is small. Now, in this case, when we are healing, and we're healing from that micro space, we actually are then creating a ripple effect that transcends time and space and moves out from you and around you and shifts forever. So it's a very simple process, and I'm going to immediately move into it. And we're going to focus on actually creating some high energy states within the micro state, and then expand that out into the macro state. And there is a quote, a part of a quote. I'm not going to quote a lot of it because to me some of it doesn't apply, but this part of a quote applies, and this is from Derek Rydell. I'm rooted and anchored in a place within me that's stable and secure. And no matter what goes on in my outer world, I feel stable and secure within me. And to me, that is the basis of what the micro and the macro are all about. It is the micro that creates that stable center within. That centeredness that allows you to walk through chaos and be able to not be affected. So you become your own space that is exactly what you are focused on. And it's very simple and very easy to do. So we're going to actually go into that straight away right now. I'm going to call in our guides and angels and beings of the highest light. When I say our, I'm calling in mine and I'm calling in yours. And yours who is whoever is listening to this now or in the future. Because again, with healing, it has no time and place. It is actually whenever you are listening to it in the now. For that's when things happen, in the now, in the moment. And whenever you're listening to this, then you will be accessing this healing. As I call in my guides and angels, make sure that your spine is straight, and that you're seated in a comfortable position. You can be lying down if you choose to. Just if you lie down, you may lose consciousness, and that is okay, except if you wish to listen to it, I would suggest you prop yourself up and sit up. It doesn't matter where you're at before you do this, after you will feel different. And I'd love to hear your feedback on how you feel different. So please, you can contact me via my Facebook site, which is SharonMCL.com, or you may choose to leave a little comment at the bottom of the reflection that this will be posted on. So are you ready? Allow yourself to sit in a comfortable position, and as you do so, immediately allow yourself to feel a beautiful divine light beaming down from above the top of your head, and it's moving into your body from the top of your head, and it's moving into each and every cell. And this divine light is actually activating each and every cell within your body. And in this moment, feel the light, feel the light, feel the light in each and every cell. And as you feel the light, allow that light to go into every space within your physical body. Feel each cell lighting up. Going to any areas where there is constriction and lighting them up and creating expansion and release. And allowing anything that needs to be released through the normal channels of the physical body, those release areas. So allowing it to be your digestive system, allowing it to be out through your hands and feet, allowing it to be through the lymphatic system, and any toxins releasing simply and easily. And you will be drawn to drink some water after this process so that you can simply and easily release any toxins out of your system. As we light up your whole body, we are releasing anything that is not light. And anything that is not light, if there is a shadow there, and if there's a shadow there that has been there to protect you when you were younger, allow the shadow to be identified, and allow the shadow to identify what it was trying to protect, what it was trying to do, and allow yourself to listen to it right now. For any shadow when you are a child that comes, it comes as a protection, because at that time you cannot actually handle the situation and you don't have enough light to be able to handle the situation. So the shadow comes in as a protection. And indeed, sometimes the shadow will teach you and take you in a different direction, but it will teach you things that you would not have learnt if you didn't have that shadow in your life. And indeed, your shadow is a gift when you embrace it. So it's now time to embrace a particular shadow that is to do with light. And for indeed, this is a moment where, as you embrace that shadow, you are beaming light onto it. You are accepting it. It is about accepting all that you are, accepting that part of yourself that went into protection mode, accepting all that you are and loving all that you are. And as you do so, the light emanates into that shadow and you become one. And the gift that that shadow was offering you becomes your gift now. And you perceive things differently. And as you do so, you can expand again, even more so in light. You expand more so in light than ever before. You are expanding more so in light, each and every cell within your body, from the top of your head down to your fingertips, from the top of your head into your torso, from the top of your head down into your toes. Your legs are full of light. If there's any area of your body that needs more light, allow the light to go there, and each and every cell within that area, there is only light, there is only light, there is only light. Allow there to be light. Allow there to be light. Allow there to be light. And as you fill yourself up with light, then allow that light to expand into your immediate environment around your body, into your auric field. Allow that light to expand out. Take a breath. And as you take a breath, allow that light to expand out around you. And as that light expands out around you again, allow there to be only light in your direct environment. Allow there to be only light, only light, only light. You are such a bright light. You are such a bright light. Such a bright light. And then allow yourself to be aware back at your center of how bright a light you truly are. For it is at your center that it is your brightest light, your core star. And allow yourself to shine now that core star very brightly. And your core star is connected to your divine life purpose. And allow yourself to know that as you shine brightly, you allow your divine life purpose to unfold. And in this moment, we shift to another space, the space of love. And within yourself, allow yourself to offer love to each and every cell within your body. If there's any area within your body that you perceive is missing love, focus a loving, unconditional love attention into that area. Unconditional love. Unconditional love. Unconditional love. If there's any area that's been bothering you physically, focus unconditional love and feel it transforming underneath that love. Feel a shift and a change occurring underneath that love. Underneath that love. Allow transformation to occur. And you may feel some chills or shifts as areas are opening up. And when you feel this love moving through into areas that it hasn't for some time, you will feel as though it is awakening. Or as feel as though it's awakening after a long sleep or being numb. And so there's different sensations that you will experience when love energy is going to body parts that have not had it for a while. For indeed, sometimes areas that have caused you pain or pain has been in your life, those areas have sometimes received some more hardship because your feelings towards them have been anything but love. It's time now in this moment to send love to all those areas of your body that at any time cause you discomfort. For in this moment, there is only love. There is only love, and allow each and every cell within your body to be filled with love and feel the energy as you shift to that love vibration. Feel the energy as you shift to that love vibration. Each and every cell within your body is filled with love. Filling with love, filling with love, filling with love. There is anything that is not love is just dissipating, is just dissolving. For everything in your body is love. Every cell within your body is love. Every cell within your body is love. Every cell within your body is love. And it's unconditional love for you right now. Any cell within your body, and focus on your whole body from the top of your head. Focus love energy into your head, into your neck, into your shoulders. Take a breath. Release anything that is not love into your arms, into your fingers. Breathe and bring love into your chest, into your digestive system, into all your abdominal organs, into your colon, all love, into your reproduction organs, whether you're male or female, allow them to be filled with love, to embrace the gender that you are, fill it with love, and fill the opposite gender with love within you as well. For indeed you are a blend, no matter what your outer perception is, you are a blend. For there are moments where we are more predominantly an action-related person, and then we can be more predominantly an intuitive being person. And we can be both in the same body, and when we are balanced, the yin and the yang. And allow yourself to love both the yin and the yang. Love the light and the dark. Love all that you are. For as you love all that you are, you come to a centered space of love. You come to a centered space of love. And as you are love, your heart center expands even more. And as you are love, love becomes a healing energy that radiates throughout your entire body into each and every cell, and then begins to radiate out around you into your auric field, and then everything around you. Anything you touch, anything that you are, anything you're doing, anything you're being, there is only love. And that will be felt by those around you when you're in that pure state of love, unconditional love. It is so beautiful. It is so beautiful. And take a breath and allow yourself to be. Allow yourself to be in that loving state. And as you are in that loving state, allow yourself to now feel a sense of peace. Feel a sense of peace. Feel a sense of peace coming back to your center and feeling a sense of peace. And as you feel a sense of peace, there is a greater calm and tranquility within you at your very center. Take a breath and allow that peace and tranquility to move into each and every cell. Each and every cell is filling with peace and tranquility. Each and every cell is calm. Each and every cell is filled with peace. From the top of your head, into your head, into your neck, into your shoulders, into your arms, into your torso, into your abdominal, into your chest, into your organs within your abdominal cavity, reproduction system. There is peace. Into your arms, into your legs, into your bones. Feel that peace deep within your bones. And allow yourself to feel a greater sense of calm and peace within. You are filled with tranquility. Tranquility is at your center, each and every cell. And it is always there for you. And allow that peace and tranquility, that wonderful sense of calm, to radiate out around you into your auric field. And everything you touch is calm and peaceful. Everything you touch is tranquil. And so be it. And take a breath. And as you do so, feel within you the light, the love, the peace within you. And take a breath. And as you take a breath, we now focus on bringing in joy into each and every cell. Feel that joy is coming into your body from the top of your head. And it is touching each and every cell within you. It is like an awakening into joy. You are awakening into joy. You are awakening into joy. Each and every cell is becoming alive with joy. Feel the joy in each and every cell, and you will feel as though parts of your body are wakening up to a higher vibration. There is joy, and this joy is ecstatic. This joy is flowing through your body in each and every cell, from the top of your head into your face, into your neck, into your shoulders, into your arms, into your torso, into your chest, into your abdominal organs, into all your muscles, into all your ligaments, tendons, into your into your legs and feet and your productive organs, into your whole body, your whole physical body, into your circulatory system. Everything is just flowing with joy. You are so ecstatic with joy, and breathe into that joy, and every cell within your body is joy. You are joy. You are joy. Breathe into that joy. Feel that joy flowing through your entire body from the top of your head right down into your feet and toes and fingers, and feel that joy emanating out, resonating out around you, so that everything you touch is joy, 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 joy. And it is a blissful state. Oh, it's so joyful, so joyful, so joyful. Feel that bliss, feel that bliss, feel that bliss around you and within you. Feel that joy, feel that joy, and allow that joy to be with you, ever present. Feel, feel the love, the peace, the light, and the joy. And as you do so, you feel a sense of harmony within. Within you, there is a sense of harmony, a sense of perfect harmony. You are resonating your perfect note, and it is in perfect harmony. And that note is going into each and every cell. Perfect harmony, perfect harmony, perfect harmony. Each and every cell within your body, from the top of your head, into your fingertips, down into your feet, your whole body, your whole body. perfect harmony, perfect harmony. And you are resonating with a perfect note, a perfect note, a perfect sound that is yours, that is your note of harmony, your note of perfection, your note of that beautiful divine quality within you. And all is well as you allow that harmony to irradiate around you, so that whatever you go, whatever you do, that perfect harmony, that note that you are, goes into everything that you do. And take a breath. Take a breath and feel the love, the peace, the light, the harmony and the joy that you are within you and around you, in your micro and in your macro, in your inner world and in your outer world. And so be it. And so it is. So you let it be. So I let it be. So we let it be. Take a breath. I know that this is so. You have shifted. You have shifted. You have a stronger sense of love, peace, light, harmony and joy within you and around you. And allow it to be so. And you may choose to listen to this week's meditation as many times as you need to help you to connect more deeply and fully within and around you to those wonderful states of love, peace, light, harmony and joy in your inner world or in your outer world. I thank the guides and angels and beings of the highest light, mine and yours, for their assistance in this week's process. Blessings be.